story of Mert and Mars. Today we're going to a party, a farewell party. Anne, the girl Marge replaced in the Chick Chick lineup, dropped in after the second performance of Hayfield's Pleasures to say goodbye to the girl. And Mert invited her and the Chick Chicks up to her apartment. Practically all of the girls have come along, with the exception of Billy DeVere, with whom Mert had a slight argument. Despite this quarrel, however, it looks like everybody's set for a good time. And in just a moment, we'll join in the fun in this newest chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. The party's just getting underway, and the guest of honor is giving a few directions.
In from the dinette so we can all sit down, won't you, girls? And Gwen, you better watch the cigarette. It's liable to burn that table.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hi.
Here's the food. Take some of these packages.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Miss Gwen, look what you've done. You still yielded a potato salad. Oh, what's the difference? Let's scrape it up and dust it off.
Where's Mert?
Oh, she'll be right along. She said she was going to stop for something on the way. Oh, for goodness sake, turn that radio off, Gwen. Do you want Mert to get put out?
And I didn't know anything about this.
Oh,
everybody. Oh, here's Mert now.
Hello, ladies of the ensemble.
I see you made yourselves right at home.
What'd you get, Mert?
Yes.
Champagne?
Champagne? On my budget? We'll make coffee, and I've got a big chocolate cake.
Oh. Shall I help you fix the lunch, Myrtle?
Oh, let's not eat right away. Let's have some fun.
All right. Gwen, quit licking that frosting off the cake. Cora, take it into the living room, please. This tray, glasses.
Okay, well, here we are. Every man for himself.
Gwen, give Anne that easy chair.
Here, Flossie, now. A couple of cushions. Here. Hey, let's all sit on the floor.
Okay. Well, here's how, Anne. And hoping you'll be back with the show soon.
Cheerio, Anne.
Good luck, dear.
Good luck,
Miss Anne.
Thanks, girl. I'm going to be awfully lonesome. Won't some of you please write to me once in a while?
I'll send you a postcard.
Thanks. Say, Mert, why didn't Billy come to the party?
Why, she said she was sorry, but she had a date she couldn't break. And say goodbye and good luck to Anne.
Don't kid me, Mert. Billy never wished anybody good luck in her life.
Well, it's probably because of me she's not here.
She knows liking me.
Well, I'm glad she ain't here. Her and Mert fight all the time.
You mean Billy fights, period. Oh, girl, listen to Margie. She plays the piano.
I can play just a little.
Oh, you do fine, Marge.
You know what? I think it'd be wonderful if we made like a quartet.
Oh, okay. Strike a chord, Margie.
Right.
Oh, gee, that's icky. Well, what do we sing, gals?
Oh, let's sing Sweet Adeline.
All right.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet Adeline.
Girls, I'm not in the mood. Let's give the network the break. You know, Sonny Darnell, our singing juvenile, grabbed himself a radio sponsor. He should be on the air just about now.
Oh, I'm just crazy about him. I'll turn him on.
Okay. He's been giving Margie the slick chick talk, you know.
I think he likes me. He's cute, too.
Oh, give my heart a break, Chevy. My plea. Or else you'll break my heart into me.
I'm dedicating this next number to a dark-haired, dark-eyed little honey named Margie.
When day's done and shadows fall,
that must be for you, Margie.
I dream of you. When day's done, I think of all the joy we knew. that yearning, returning to hold you in my arms.
Well, I'm going out in the kitchen to fix the lunch, kid. Come on, Cora. Hey, I'm not too loud with that radio. There's an old grouch next door that never misses a trick. Come on, Cora.
I'll do first, Miss Merck.
Well, open up that cheese and put it on a plate by itself. I'll slice the ham and put on the coffee.
Miss Merck, you show this here ham cheese?
Of course. It says right here on the label, Limburger.
My heart keeps sinking with a sun.
Isn't that sweet of Mr. John Elder?
Although I miss your tender.
I'll get the butter and cream out of the refrigerator.
The whole day through.
What next, Miss Merck?
Cora, put the rye bread on this bread plate.
Rye bread? Braid? What braid?
Cora, we forgot to buy bread.
This ain't bad. No bread.
Oh, well, that little food shop down the building's still open. Well, we'll have to hurry. It's 11:15 and they'll be closing.
Well, I'll run down and get some.
Okay.
You want 2 loaves, Myrtle?
Yes, Margie. And get a newspaper at the corner newsstand while you're about it. Morning edition.
Oh, all right, Myrtle. Can't I help you, Myrtle?
No, Ann, you're guest of honor tonight. Stay right in that easy chair. And here's your Limburger.
Good. Smells like attar of roses.
Smell more like attar of skunk to me.
Here's the ham and the potato salad.
And I dropped the salad on the floor, Myrtle.
Well, looks just as good as new. Margie forgot to buy rye bread, so she's gone down to the little food shop for some. She'll be back in a zip.
Got a pot of coffee, Miss Ruth?
No, we'll have that with a chocolate cake.
These here hot dogs is ready to pop. I better bring them in.
And plenty of mustard with them, Cora.
Uh-oh, I know I haven't any mustard. Well, I'll run down and get some and probably meet Margie coming up.
Okay, don't be too long.
Down, Benny.
Yes, Miss Bear. Sounds like big doings in there.
Just a little party for some of the girls, Ben.
Miss Bear, I was powerful thirsty.
I'm sorry, Ben. Not a drop in the house.
Oh, here you are, Miss Bear.
Good evening, Mr. Klinsky.
Good evening, Miss Bear. Kind of late, ain't it? Is there something I can do for you? I was just closing out.
Well, I want a bottle of French mustard, Mr. Klinsky. Hey, that's funny. I sent one of the girls down here for rye bread.
You're the first customer in here for a whole hour, Miss Bear.
Oh, but she was a little girl with dark curly hair and dark eyes. Her name's Margie.
I ain't seen her, Miss Bear.
What? Well, where can she be? I told her to get a newspaper.
Hey, April, get your latest edition paper here.
Sammy! Sammy!
Yes, Miss Bear.
Did you see a little girl? No coat or hat on. Dark curly hair. Did she buy a paper?
Yeah, Miss. About 5 minutes ago.
Well, where'd she go? Which way, Sammy? Tell me.
Well, I didn't notice, Miss. Another customer was here and...
Oh, Margie! Margie! Where are you, Margie? Margie! Oh, where did she be? Oh, Ben.
What's wrong, Miss Bear?
Remember the little girl who went down the elevator just a few minutes ago?
Yes, ma'am. She didn't have no coat or hat on, and I see her go out the front door to the street.
Well, did she come back in the building yet?
No, ma'am. I ain't seen her yet.
Are you sure, Ben?
Yes, ma'am. She ain't come up this elevator.
Oh.
Why, Merck, what's the matter? Where's Margie?
She's gone.
What?
I say she's gone. I can't find her. She's gone.
Why, Merck, what do you mean?
I mean, she's just disappeared. She never went into the food shop after she bought the newspaper.
Well, let's call the police.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't call the police, but I don't know.
Keep still, girls. This here's bad stuff. Let Miss Merch see.
Well, girls, will you all stay out here while I use the phone,
no,
please?
Sure, sure. I hope you find her, Merch.
Hello, operator. Please get me the Drury Club. Hurry, will you, please? Hello, Drury Club. I'd like to speak to Mr. Ray Hunt, please. Margie. Hello, Ray. Yes, it's me. Oh, Ray, something terrible's happened. It's Margie. She's gone, Ray. She's disappeared. Oh, will you? You say Jack Arnold's with you?
Well, yes, he can help.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you all I know. Hurry over. Some of the girls are here, but I'll send them on home. Please hurry, Ray. Oh, Margie. Where are you? Where are you?
Well, Margie's disappearance is certainly mysterious, and Mert is very upset. Has something serious happened to Margie? Is she in danger? At any rate, Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold are rushing over to Mert's to help. We'll join them to see what they find out in the next action-jammed episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.